Tuesday.
Doing?
Oh, good. So I guess you had fun today?
Yep. Yep. It was a good day, Fred.
I'm wearing both the receptor and the projector now, but except that they both have the same length chain, so we've got a bumping problem here, you know?
Yeah. Do you have one under your shirt, one above your shirt?
No, I got them both on the outside right now.
Okay.
What's been going on this week?
Nothing much. I've been, I just took the week off, actually, just to rest.
Oh, good. So you're going to watch the Indy 500 this weekend, right?
Oh, that's right. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to hopefully Danica Patrick can finally win it so she can switch over to NASCAR.
Boy, that would be nice.
But we're going to root for Danica Patrick this weekend.
Yeah, I saw her last year at Watkins Glen.
Did you watch her race?
Yeah, she was quite interesting. You know, I never told you this story, but... I was there, and I walked across the bridge. There's a bridge they have,
Yeah. And
I got tired. And so I sat down on this golf cart.
Yeah.
You know, it was just sitting there. And there was a gentleman there said, may I help you? And I said, well, I'm really tired. Do you mind if I sit here for a bit? And he said, no, that's okay. And he said, are you thirsty? He says, come on over with me. I'll get you something to drink.
Yeah.
And he was really, really nice. And he said... by the way, the people that own that cart own this track.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I sat with them for the whole race.
Oh, that,
and
cool.
It was really nice. It was like front row. It was really great.
Yeah.
It was nice dealing with them. Very nice. They owned a lot of tracks in the country. But
oh,
I stayed through the race, and I thanked them, and then I left.
Yeah, Watkins Glen is a great racetrack. I'm very familiar with it from the old days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tonight we have Peter Coolidge on tonight, and he's a wild man.
I mean, really?
Swinging from a vine right now, and he's got a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not feeling overly wild right now. But how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good now.
We're doing good.
Here.
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's right. I've got a brand new computer that came in. It's sitting in its box. I've been nursing this other computer. And I went into the main office, into the server computer, and the sound's not coming on. And fortunately, it's coming through the phone here, so well, that's good enough. I'm in some kind of computer melee over here. I wanted to come on, Fred, and tell you that you know, we're having some pretty good results with these automobile fuel energizer systems.
Yeah, we've been...
I mean, those, and I'm getting some rather amazing results on the combustion energizers for the home in home heating, but particularly this time of the year in water heating. And, you know, it's a real kind of a very basic a technology, you know, using magnetic fields to increase the BTU output by making hydrogen go into an ortho state, you know, a very energized state. And I've been doing this for years, but these new system designs are just, I keep, you know, they keep astounding me. You know, it's they're shooting around 37% savings, at least in the home, and on in the cars. I mean, everybody seems to be getting at least 20-25% savings, but 20% savings is just phenomenal.
Well, in this time,
I mean, it means every fifth tank of gas, Lane, is free.
At this time of year, that means a lot. But that, if I understand also from what I've learned from you in the past, the hydrocarbon output is a lot lower, so the pollution has dropped, as well as the cost savings on the money, on the pocketbook.
Well, I mean, that's how it works. Interesting point on that is that I'm working with Ed Graham, you know, who was responsible for the rocket engines on the Apollo flights.
Who was that?
And he, Ed Graham.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're working on a project, a 1 megawatt micro generator, a genset, working with some acoustic wave technology and the magnetics in concert, shooting for a 50% savings on gas. Gas-driven turbine engines, but again, what's occurring is we're getting it to burn better.
Yeah,
literally, there is a lot of material coming out the exhaust pipe, the smokestacks, or whatever it is, whichever type of hydrocarbon fuel is being used. You know, it's essentially all unburned fuel coming up. The issue is how to make it burn better, and if you make it burn better, you get a heck of a lot more heat, a lot more work out of it, and you reduce the emissions. You know, which let's face it, we're in you know, we've got to be in a green technology world. You know, we've got to aim at every type of green technology we can get our hands on. You know, because it's you know, that's the survival of this you know, of humankind on this planet. So. Here's a couple simple ways of doing it.
Yeah, I've known you for about 25 years, and you've been working your butt off on this. It's about time you got some recognition. You know.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. You know, I don't. The recognition I would like to see is people picking this technology up and making use of it. You know, because it's for everybody. I mean, that's what it is.
I have a technical question now. I am out here on a ranch, and we are propane fired. We have a big propane tank with a guy, you know, the gas guy comes and fills it up with, I don't know, 400 or 500 gallons every couple of months. And you told me, you sent me one of your kits, which I got the other day. It came a little late. The UPS is a little bit off, or however it's got here, but it is here. Then I had to work this week, and then now it's this weekend. It's Memorial Day, so I can hook it up. Why were you telling me to? And first of all, let me describe that it's a little kit with little plastic like holders that, and these little very powerful magnets that you strap on your gas line coming out of your hot water heater or out of your heater for your house. And you told me I'm supposed to put these magnets very close to the hot water heater or the source, not way down at the other end of the line, like, for example, coming out of the butane tank. Now, why is that?
Well, you know, the science behind this thing is literally putting electromotive forces in and exciting the electrons, giving it a particular spin, you know, an excited spin, a measurable spin. If you have the equipment, you can measure it in millivoltage, microvoltage, but When it goes a distance, and because it's such a, you know, gas
okay.
is such a sparse fluid,
right?
You know, as opposed to, say, water, which is a dense fluid.
Right.
So you've got to keep the electromotive energy in the fluid.
You need to get it right
in the gas.
The part goes in the combustion form. You need to energize it just before it explodes or burns.
Just before, just put it on just before the appliance, before the heater, before the, I mean, you know, the home heater, the water heater. You know, if there are people that use these oil-fired, it could be gas-fired winter-summer boilers where they turn it off for heating the house, but it still heats the water. And it's delivering, well, give you an idea. I just got a call from a fellow I was surprised to begin with. Now, he's on a monthly budget.
I think we are, too. I know Steve is. Aren't you, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, I am for sure running two households right now. I'm on a big budget.
Well,
yeah.
Well, this fellow, he's paying $205 a month.
Yeah.
$205. Okay, so, you know, I mean, he's paying, you know, plus $2,400 a year. And then he put the units on, and it immediately went down to $135. So that's a $70 a month savings.
Oh,
but he called me back.
Mine's about $600 by two combined units. That's in the summer.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I mean, he called me back, and that was 34%.
Yeah.
He called me back, and it finally stabilized at 37%.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of my title in Hawaii.
And I tell you what, I mean, look, I'm selling a kit. I'm selling a set of these super magnets. And, you know, they've got flux drivers. The internal guts are designed to really force the energy out. Of course, you know, I was responsible really for this whole technology, or at least getting it founded and getting it out there. And, you know, this is the second generation. The first generation gave about 20%, which is good. You know, I mean, that's a lot.
Well, it's simple to hook up. I know that. Just a couple of plastic straps, and you strap that puppy on, you know.
That's it.
And it looks like you've got a kind of shape for the pipe and everything now, so it's like a no-brainer. Anybody could do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, you know, when you think about it, you know, a lot of people have thought, you know, that, oh, gas, it burns so clear. You know, it burns so clean. Well, let me tell you, I've run emissions tests on natural gas, and it's surprisingly dense with a lot of unburned hydrocarbons and carbon monoxide. And
those
are the two main elements. Suddenly you're making it burn 37% faster, well, that's a lot of emissions that are no longer going into the atmosphere and going into our lungs.
Yeah, what about propane? What's the percentage on that? Because that's what we're using out here. And then in Laguna Beach, obviously, I have city gas.
Yeah, well, you know, city gas is nice because it doesn't, you know, it keeps the same price. Propane, you know, comes from gasoline and it goes up and down.
Right.
Mostly goes up, but it's still the same as natural gas. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming in around 35 to 37%.
Yeah, that's good. Is city gas like butane, or what is that? You know, like what the cities use normally. You know, through your meter, your gas meter.
Well, natural gas. It's natural gas.
Well, that's,
The thing is, what I wanted to say that I've got a few years of testing the new systems now, and I'm getting reports that people say, well, gee whiz, I'm not heating the house. I'm not going to spend $129 for a system because I don't need to heat the house. But I have a fellow who, between April and the end of November, saved $500 on just heating his water. He told me it's the first time he ever saw a bill go down.
I like that. Normally out here they go up.
Well, that's it, you know, with these units. And so I'm having a sale, a 30% off sale, end of the month sale on these things. So if any anyone is interested, you know,
order some 30%. Everybody out there listening should be buying one of these or putting them on there. I know they're not that much. I don't think we've got them on our website yet, but we'll get them up there soon enough because this product's not going to go away. This is not just because you're having a sale doesn't mean it's going to go away. This is going to be a long-term project for us.
Oh, yeah. This one's important. You know, we're starting to get some, you know, I would say fresh big eyes looking very carefully and exploring a lot of avenues how to expand this technology to make sure that it gets the proper marketing.
I mean it's oil spill.
You know,
people
just need it.
Petroleum right now, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, anyone that's interested, if they use the discount code MAY, M-A-Y, and go to SaveHeatingCost.com, I mean, if they want to get one for their water heater, you know, or their winter-summer system, it's SaveHeatingCost.com. And discount code, the word is MAY, M-A-Y. So, now, You know, I've been working on this thing for decades.
Yeah, I know.
And I've been honing and honing the automotive truck systems. And I'm very pleased. I mean, I get more and more surprised that we can get better and better mileage. But, you know, the basic issue, and I don't mean to repeat myself, but... every fifth tank is basically free. What's a tank of gas cost out there these days?
Well, my bill on a nice day is $3.50 a month. On a bad day, it's like $600 a month when it's cold out here.
But I'm talking about for a car.
I don't know. Oh. What's your deal? Steve needs one.
My bill runs about $400 a month, $3.50.
On your gas bill?
Yeah, my gasoline, yeah.
Your gasoline?
Yeah.
What the heck? That thing doesn't use that. Wow.
Well, the Cobra uses at least 3/4 of it.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'm getting 8 miles of the gallon. So.
Oh, you're really a lead footer, aren't you?
No, that's what. Yeah, well, that's true.
Lead footer. Wow.
Well, you know, I just it's interesting. I had a guy call me and he said that his buddy's driving an RV from Florida over to California, and on the way there was a problem with the generator, so they pulled it in, and the mechanics looked at it and said, "What the heck are those things?" Because you know there's a you know it's not a unit, it's a system, you know, on the fuel, on the air, on the coolant, you know, each one has a particular job to harmonize. In concert with each other, so the guy told me, said, "Well, that's a fuel energizer saving system," and he says, "Well, how's it working?" And he said, "Well, I really don't know." The fellow had a scan gauge there, so he plugged it in, and he was getting 9 miles of the gallon with it on. And I thought to myself, "Oh my God, really? Just 9 miles a gallon?" But the guy never got over 6 miles a gallon. Before he put it on, so you know, for him that was a you know, it's a 50% increase.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a pretty decent. I don't know about on that Cobra. You know, it's you might get another 10-12% with it sounds like you've got a heavy shoe there, pal.
it's a lot of fun to drive. It's a lot of fun.
The guy, he and I are both old drag racers.
Yeah.
But he won't let anybody beat him off the red light. Nobody can beat Steve.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, if there's a red light, you're going to not be the first one across the intersection. Even motorcycles.
Well, you know, I was over at Penske Engineering years ago.
Yeah.
And I took a system over there. That's where they built their little GT engines.
Yeah.
You know, 2,000 cc, 700 horsepower stuff, and we put the unit on, and it had an average of about 4 to 6% more torque.
Wow!
Which I mean, those guys couldn't believe it. Now, I worked with Dave Manor, who was he's a buddy and a colleague of Andretti. And he put it on a Chevy station wagon years ago and saw about 15% more horsepower out of it. So,
really?
I mean, it just depends how tweaked the engine is. But there's no question about it. When you convert the fuel from a natural periodontal state to an orthodontal state, and you create the right potential to make sure it really has all the oxygen it needs, your power goes up. So what kind of power is that Cobra putting out, like 5, 5, 6?
Oh, feet? No, it's pushing out 610.
610?
That's pretty good.
Horsepower, yeah.
You probably pick up another maybe 30, 35 horsepower out of that thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to order one.
How much are they, and how do you order them? Well, Steve, no.
Well, that one is currently, we're getting the site all hooked up, but that one is at Enviro Magnetics, ENVIRO Magnetics.net. And again, we're doing a 30% sale on that thing with a discount code May, but that's Enviro Magnetics. And
got it down.
Of course, Steve, I didn't tell you.
How much does that cost, though? What's the cost retail? What's the savings? What's the price?
I'm sorry? Say it again?
Price out the door.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Steve, for yours, that one retails at $199.
Mm-hmm.
That's about, let me see, 8. That's about a 10-piece system on that.
Really?
Normally, cars... a 4 or a straight 6-cylinder. There aren't too many of those around, but 4-cylinder straight 6 is $99. And then most V6s and smaller V8s are, $119, $129. And then, of course, when you go for the commercial system, of which yours definitely, I wouldn't call it the commercial system.
Well, I put one of those on that 1,000 horsepower Corvette before I sold it, and it ran really good. You know what?
I found out
you could burn old gasoline that's been sitting in the tank a while, and it made it run better. Because I got a lot of cars sitting around, and the gas goes really weird, but you put that magnet on there, and it really makes it run like brand new gas.
Well, I had the Bullet, which was, the top eighth mile boat at one point. And, we used to have to run like 110 in that thing.
Yeah.
110 octane. I mean, it just really didn't, it wouldn't run right, as soon as I put the magnets on, of course, I didn't really... one time I didn't have enough 110, and so I had to mix whatever I had left with just regular high test, which I think that stuff runs about 94, 95 octane. I couldn't tell the difference. I really couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
One thing that, people reported through the years is, if it requires high test, they can get away with medium grade. I've had a lot of people tell me that they've run regular. All I know is that, you take fuel and put it in that ortho state, and of course, again, this is not, I see these things on the EPA, and I see, a lot of people have tested this product and that product, but and they're magnetic fuel enhancers. They say, well, they don't work, or they only work a little bit, it's not worth it. It's some kind of, fraud or scam or whatever. But it's not if you do it correctly. I mean, that's the whole thing. You can't, you've got to, literally in today's sophisticated engines, you've got to outmaneuver the mapping that's being done by the computer. And because it's got a statistical bias built in ever since on some vehicles since 203, other vehicles since 205, 206. And actually, it first started back in the early 90s when they started introducing fuel injection. And still, people, the single magnets for fuel used to work. I mean, if you were lucky enough to have the rights to the monopole, the single pole treatment, well, then it worked really well. But they all worked somewhat. But once they brought the technology, the engine fuel delivery technology, up to speed, and which of course they've been constantly working on that, the single units don't work because you need. Well, you guys, you know what stoichiometry is. I mean, that's the relationship of various gases and. The stoichiometry of the fuel-air ratio is, you know, the most important issue in combustion. And so suddenly these single systems, they just made the computer pick it up and really read it as being so rich that they dumped a bunch of air in and threw the chemistry off, and so that's why those systems didn't work. And it's something that we had to face too, you know. But and that's what made us go through the development process of engineering an opposite and equal potential to go on the air system, and then of course engineering the system to go on the coolant, which of course helps the engine run cooler, but. Also is very important in activating the actual cylinder itself so that the cylinder wasn't absorbing some of the energy. And, you know, I mean, I've got people reporting 50%. It's unusual. It's 50% out of the big engines. But 25, 30% is not unusual. And, you know, if you anyone that's interested in actually seeing the test, seeing the mileage test, and seeing the reduction of emissions. That's also available at that site, enviromagnetics.net. You know. And, of course, Fred, you know me. I I'm pretty picky, at least with some things. Yeah. But one of the things I'm picky with is my technology. And, you know, so it's, you know, satisfaction or money-back guaranteed. And... I'm happy to report it's so rare. I mean, I can't remember the last time I got one back, but you know, it has happened, but it hasn't happened in a long time. So
on Steve's car, yeah. He needs to hook one up to his gas line, one to his water line, and one to his oil somewhere in his oil circulation system. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Let me see. Actually, there's the commercial system which I would use on that car. It's got a double air system, which give you the all the you know cover the air really well. It's got
air,
dual fuel systems. It got dual energizers for the fuel system. I mean everything's there to take care of it.
I got a Porsche Carrera and it gets shitty gas mileage. I mean, really crappy. You know, it's a 2000. How do I fix that? What do I need for that?
Well, you don't need the coolant system, that's for sure. Pancake engines deliver pretty good. They got a nice stroke on them, and they really deliver very well.
Yeah, because this one here gets bad gas mileage. It's got low miles on it. It has a cooling system, though. Remember in 1999, the Porsche engine, the six-cylinder, went to a cooling system.
Oh, it did? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, so I need a cooling system.
Well, again, Fred, you know, I would put the commercial system on that, you know, because that gives all of the extra elements you want when you're going to go, you know, put it on a super-tuned engine.
Yeah, because this thing, I was really disappointed in the gas mileage. It sucked. I mean, a little old Porsche doesn't weigh anything. It's an older model. It's a 2000, you know. It's got.
Well, you know, you got to, once in a while, you got to shift out a second, man.
Yeah. I mean, I get my pickup truck that I normally drive, my Toyota 2001 pickup truck, probably gets 30 miles a gallon, you know. It's a four-passenger, you know, three-quarter-ton pickup truck. It does great.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Wow. Like crap.
Well, you know, I mean, even then, you know, I mean, look, you know, you probably get 20% on that thing. I mean, that's the reports I've been getting in on that. You know, what's how many gallons does it hold? Like 16 gallons or something?
Yeah, and then you know what else? When you put gas in it, it tries to vomit it back out because there's something about a forced gas system that you, unless you get the right gas pump, half of it comes back out again. You have to put it in real slow. It's a really weird system. I don't know what they designed here, but I don't really like it. I got to drive it around as a kind of a driving around car, not because I don't want to wear out my bigger cars, which are too heavy anyway to drive these days. But I thought this would be a real nice fuel-efficient car, save on gas mileage, and everybody around the house there needs a car, they can use it. The bottom line is it's a little gas sucker. Really surprised me with its inefficient engine.
Well, you know, you're allowed to shift at 80 in the third, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this damn thing doesn't do very well on gas mileage. My truck does way better, and it's a V8.
I remember I had a Jaguar years ago, you know, I looked in that thing, and it said mileage, 9 to 23 miles per gallon.
Yeah, there you go. Depending on whether the motor's running or not.
Well, you know, and how fast, right? Sure. Yeah, well.
Okay. Now,
well, you know, look, I guess we're just going to have to get one on there. I'd like to, do you have any idea? I mean, maybe you could run a tank through and actually take a look at the mileage and clock it in and then put the thing on, huh?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, sure.
My main thing right now in all of this, because I don't drive very much, because I'm out here in an area where I don't drive much, is the gate. I'm really interested in the heating of the house, you know, the hot water heaters, that kind of stuff. Because we have guest house and people come here. My engineers come in and they use the guest house. And when somebody's up there in the guest house using it, my gas bill goes up a lot. So I'm really interested in that because that's our focus is on that Q-band machine. And I got my folks coming in and coming and going and stuff. We got people.
Yeah, living. Sure.
So I really,
by the way, that's really exciting.
Hot water. I got showers upstairs and three downstairs. And we really want to concentrate on our savings on propane.
Well, I mean, just put those systems on. You know, I know how it is. You get so busy. It's hard to take. I mean, it must take about over 3 minutes to put it on. You know what I mean? But finding that 3 minutes is often, you know.
I'd say I could put that on in a minute and a half because it's so simple.
A woman called me up. Her husband was just coming out of the hospital.
Yeah, Steve Barrett might take an hour or two. All right, Steve.
Yeah,
maybe even a day. You know. He first has to meditate on it for a couple hours, right, Steve?
Yeah.
And then he's got to put he'll put a magnet on his head and he'll meditate it for about an hour, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, you got it right, man.
After Steve meditates.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of cactus out there, isn't there?
Huh?
Isn't that cactus land out there?
Yeah, Steve's in Rochester. He's right out the road.
I'm in Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Sure. Oh, well, it's
up there. Put it on his.
Yeah, there's a little cacti up there too. I understand.
Yeah. Question, if I can, before the fuel that they're using now, that ethanol, I was getting probably about 15 miles at a gallon, and I don't know why ethanol has dropped my gas way down. I don't know if it's thinner or whatever it does, but...
Well, it's got half the BTU content. It's got half, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. And, you know, it's... so I guess if it's dropped down that much, maybe they're putting a lot more in there than they're
10%.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got
a
lot
of course,
corn crop.
They put oxygenates in during the winter time that'll also drop it down. You know, summer gas is, you know, it's got more gasoline in it. It's got more BTU content in it. I've been seeing that and hearing that for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
But wow,
mm-hmm.
that's from 15 down to what did you say, 8?
If I got my gas on the, you know, if I got my pedal to the metal, I get about 8 miles a gallon.
And that's about what he does.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he has to put his car away in the wintertime.
Sure do.
On ice, you know, it's in a warehouse for 2 or 3 months. So that he's got to make up for a lot of time.
That's the point, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you will enjoy it. But I mean, I got to tell you, you know, if you got a Honda or a Toyota or you know a little Chevy or a van,
right.
It doesn't matter what you have. You put this system on, and it's going to save fuel. Although I will say that some people. And you probably fall in this classification is, you know, you forget saving fuel. You want to pump the power, you know, and you really can't have both, you know.
Right.
You know, because, you know, you open that Venturi up and, you know, it's going to suck it down.
Of course.
That's it.
Well, I've got a Toyota, too, so I guess I might buy two of them, actually. So that'd be a lot of fun to use those.
Oh sure! Oh great! Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, it's just smart. You know, it's just smart stuff to have.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, no, it's what was it? The fellow saved. I was thinking it was like essentially two adults in this one place, and they saved $500 just on their water bill.
Wow!
You know, with it now, Fred, how's the water out there? Is that hard water?
Very hard water. I have a pond and I have fish in it, and just to put water in the pond, I have to get a dechlorifier, dehardener, demineralizer chemical. It's $45 every time I put 10,000 gallons in the pond. $45 just for the chemicals to keep the fish alive. That's how hard the water is. You spray it.
Is that right? Wow.
You have to take a chisel and clean it off. Yeah.
Huh.
Our water is so hard that if you spray it 3 times on something, you have an actual mineral deposit an inch thick.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do I do?
Well, you're not serious about an inch thick, right? I mean,
no,
but it seems like an inch thick.
It's pretty bad. You wash your car in the sun and don't wipe it off, you'll have to take a chisel to get to clean all the drops off.
No, I hear you.
That's bad. Yeah.
Well, you know, these super magnets, you know, we've got these water systems, essentially pretty much the same magnets, just a different application. Of course, you know, for years under the magnetizer, the Mark I system, you know, it's done a wonderful job, but the Mark II, the new generation of this superpower, I've got people actually who've used the first units, putting these things on, taking a shower, and going, "Wow!" You know, I've heard good, I've heard oh, wonderful, but with the new systems, I'm getting wows. You know,
wow.
You know, that's good because you know you put it on. What it'll do, of course, when it dries, it's really aragonite. As opposed to calcite. Calcite's hard, you know. Aragonite is soft, so it's easy. I mean, if it dried off, then you could just wipe it off. It's a big difference, you know. I mean, that is the difference.
If this dries, you got to re-wet it and then wipe it off because it won't come off. And then if you re-wet it, you'll still have spots.
Yeah. Well, we ought to get the system on the house there.
Yeah.
Or on your facility
yourself,
you know because I mean it's great, you know, it's just you get naturally soft water, that's it, you know, but it still will, you know, you're still going to have to wipe it off, but it won't be hard, you know. Again, it's what they call aragonite, and I'll tell you what, I'll I'll send you. We did an electron beam microscopy on this thing, and shows the difference in the crystal form before and after the magnetic treatment. It's really quite something. The crystals are one tenth the size, and there's a multitude of crystals as opposed to these rather large ones. But it's something visual. You've got to actually see it. I'll send it over to you. Take a look. It's interesting.
Okay. The other thing.
Definitely a difference between magnetized correctly energized softened hard water.
Yeah. The other area I wanted to cover is magnets and depression. Getting into the health aspect of it.
Well, depression, that's that old chemistry factor again. There's enough external happenings that if you don't have the right chemistry, things can be depressing. You certainly can change the chemistry, or it will change on you so that, you get enough hits on it and you start to feel a little depressed about it. And the CVS, or actually the lower CVS, it's really, the CVS is really just below the occipital, just at the end of the back of the brain bucket, the bone, just right there. But the lower CVS is really, just at the top of the brain stem, really at the, at the hairline in the back, the two power wafers right there. Put there, calm people down. And after a while, the calming down, what I propose is happening is that, there's a downspin and a closer connection in all the communications. That seems to be one of the problems is that the depression type of chemistry in the head doesn't mm-hmm. support the thoughts correctly. What should I say? Communicating.
So you're talking about the base of the skull and the medulla oblongata. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, essentially. But doing it on the back of the neck, just putting the magnets on the back of the neck, a two stack of the small power wafers.
Right.
Negative in, of course, using the negative energy.
Right.
I worked with someone who was on lithium for 15 years.
Wow.
Clinical manic. She would just get funny and kind of get loose, really couldn't keep a good control on things if she ran out of her lithium.
Right.
She was on something else 10 years before that. It took about 9 months,
mm-hmm.
but 9 months of that therapy, she was able to get off the lithium.
That's great.
Which is great.
Yeah.
She needed re-entrainment, she needed supportive neurotransmitter chemistry to keep the re-entrainment
mm-hmm.
until it, it settled into place.
Okay.
It worked.
Wow.
It works.
So, so you have a connection between the medulla oblongata and the that's the brain stem, and there's a connection between right at the bottom of the neck between the bottom of the skull and the medulla oblongata. That's what you're talking about, basically, isn't it?
Well, that's the radiation point. Which I found is a very simple application.
Okay.
And I've been using that that energizing point for years.
Wow.
And there are those days every once in a while. Well, I don't know. I would experience them. I'd be have some people waiting at one door. I had two doors in my office at one time, and I have people waiting at one door. People waiting at another door, people sitting in front of me and being on the phone. And, after a while, it's just like, you just want to, forget it. you know, and then I'd slip those magnets on, and it would just like be pulling it back into a smooth overdrive. You know,
really?
Taking a drug or something, but with a drug with clarity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've done a lot of neurological work. And that is the point for, anyone has a stroke, get that on there right away. And it may prevent as much damage. Matter of fact, it may prevent all the damage.
Wow.
It's phenomenal, but for conditioning psychological problems, in which, you know, a lot of times are chemical, although they can be entrained by experience, no doubt. They can be re-entrained. And but the chemistry has to be the zeta potential, the electromotive zeta potential, high negative zeta potential has to be made constant with that.
Yeah.
And it works. Simple. It's easy. Goes on just like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's real good.
That is amazing. Well,
you've been doing this a long time, and we sell a lot of your magnets. So what's your phone number and stuff, you know, for these different sites? Especially if you, the other thing is the water jar energizer. People are always buying the water jar energizer. I guess it energizes the water. I sell a lot of those.
Well, you know, they're great, Fred. And, of course, you know, we keep all the research. I mean, we keep the Foundation for Magnetic Science research on the biomagscience.net site. That water jar energizer, I have to say that that is perhaps one of the least expensive and one of the best treatment devices one can do for one's health. Drinking energized water from a magnet, let's face it, you've got the essence of hydrogen and oxygen. And both combined, which, bring all the nutrition to the cells bring all the carbon dioxide and toxins to the various parts of the body for elimination.
Yeah.
And the deal with water is that most water in its natural state, except at Lourdes and a couple other places in the world, are all clustered. Yeah, they're typical liquid associations, chemical associations. So to be used in the body properly, those associations have to be broken up, and they aren't always broken up. And so the easiest way to get nutrition through the osmotic bed of a cell is a single water molecule, or at least a single water molecule in the blood. And so when you energize the water with a magnet, it has electrons in it, you know, then it has, essentially it can take on a charge, and if you give it all the same charge, then all the molecules break away from each other and become what I call monomolecular.
Well, you're talking about supercharging the structure, basically.
Yeah, it really is a fairly simple, but it is it's not a chemical change, an atomic change.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right at a
so,
basic level, that's amazing.
Now, one of the things about, there's a number of issues, and the studies are in. There's no doubt about it. There are a lot of people. You can see through the years that they have a lot of hypoactive organs, that when you test them, you find that they're low on hydrogen ions. The hydrogen ion is it's the number one electrical component of the body. It runs the glands and organs. And, you know, through the years, people are drinking this associative natural water or natural water in its associative state, and, slowly but surely they're robbing themselves of hydrogen.
Yeah.
And, there's a general downtrend in health. The reason we know this is that all of a sudden when we energize the water, and it puts it in the monomolecular state, the single molecule state, it provides a lot of extra hydrogen availability, because there's a hormone in the body that separates the hydrogen and oxygen, mostly to get to the hydrogen, and it can separate more of the hydrogen from single molecules than it can from clustered molecules, because it can't get around inside these clusters.
Hey, excuse me a second, Fred. What was that you were doing with the bird a second ago? You were holding up a crystal, and he was really excited about that.
That's a healing crystal from Arkansas. It's a very rare crystal.
Evidently. I've never seen one like that before.
Now, there's only a few of them in the world. It's a cross.
Wow.
It has healing effect, and the bird likes it, you know. I
just
brought it from my house in Laguna today. Yeah. Wow. It goes right along with Peter's magnet.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. The energy of it's beautiful, yes.
Yeah, Peter, you got to get your Ustream going, so when you come on here, we can have lots of fun, you know?
And then we can, oh, man, I can't wait.
And then we can start showing your magnet kits and stuff, because I should have actually brought that in here. It's my fault. I should have brought that in here tonight to show how easy that kit is, because I've got a huge list, huge audience over on Ustream that's got, you know, watching me on a video right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Peter, could you please give out the information on how we can get these?
Yeah, because we've got about a minute left, so go ahead.
Okay, you're talking about the water jar energizers?
Yes.
Okay, that's at biomagscience.net. BIOMAG science, SCIENCE .net.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that site, just press the product button and or trail down the front page and you'll come to it.
Yeah,
and,
does Fred have these? It sounds like Fred has these.
Fred's got them.
Wonderful.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So we haven't been selling a lot of his new stuff we were talking about earlier in the program because it's brand new, but the other stuff, sell a lot of that. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I just shipped out today. Interesting, I was writing a newsletter today on a fellow that had years and years of pain from spinal fusion. And poor guy, he was just losing his life. He couldn't move around. He was getting osteoporosis, so getting worse and worse. His bone density loss was going. And fortunately, he got the wellness kit. And did the advanced back pain therapy, which enabled him to start doing some exercising and building his muscles back. And, of course, he followed some of the diet guidelines in the Conquer Pain therapy book. And, gee whiz, he called me up. He says he's got his life back,
Wow.
And so I was sending out some magnets over to you, Fred.
We gotta get up, Peter. We're running out of time, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're 2 minutes over their legal limit here, But anyhow, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. You can Google Peter Kulish, KULISH. Our phone number is 1-800-729-2603. Before we get shot by the network, what's your number again, Peter? Real quick, and then we gotta go.
215-862-6777.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're out of time.
Hey, thanks, guys.
A lot of listeners out there right now. Okay, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific. Our guest tonight was Peter Kulish. Co-host with Steve Barish and Buddy Boo. Thanks for listening and making this a hot program.